Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden. Leading off today, we've talked some about the rumored color lineup for the iPhone 17 coming later this fall, and a new report offers confirmation and additional details on what to expect. For the base iPhone 17, we're expecting black and white, two colors that are the same as the iPhone 16, alongside a new steel gray, a green, a purple, and a light blue. For the iPhone 17 Air, we're expecting a black color same as the iPhone 16, a white color that's brighter and colder than the white of the iPhone 16, a new light blue, and a new light gold. And for the 17 Pro and Pro Max, black and white same as the iPhone 16 Pro, a gray similar to natural titanium, and a new dark blue and a new orange color option. An orange color would represent the most bold and dramatic color addition to the Pro and Pro Max models that Apple has ever released. The report from Macworld also points out that Apple wants the colors for the iPhone 17 Air to be less saturated than the other models, to quote, reinforce the lightness of the device, end quote. This could be a small enough difference that most people don't even notice, but if anyone does care about that level of detail, it's Apple. Next up today, watchOS 26 is coming this fall, and it's full of new features. But unlike previous watchOS releases, there are several tentpole features that will only be available on very recent Apple Watch models. If you're looking forward to getting Liquid Glass on your Apple Watch and other new watchOS 26 features, all you need is an Apple Watch Series 6 or newer, an Apple Watch SE 2, or any Apple Watch Ultra. But other watchOS 26 features come with much stricter device requirements. Four new features with limited Apple Watch support include Wrist Flick, a new hands-free gesture for dismissing notifications, silencing timers and alarms, and more. Live Translation, which lets you message with people who don't share your language. Automatic volume adjustment to ensure that notifications, incoming calls, and other noises are suitable for your current environment, and updates to smart replies to make the suggested replies you see in messages more relevant and contextual. Each of these features comes with limited device support. They're only available on three current Apple Watch models, the Series 10, the Series 9, and the Ultra 2. Essentially, only Apple Watch models that launched in 2023 or later. It's one of the first times that Apple has had such a sharp cutoff for new Apple Watch features, but at least Liquid Glass and the broader watchOS 26 update is available dating all the way back to the Series 6. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden, the trusted solution for password, passkey, and secrets management. Bitwarden helps individuals and businesses take control of their digital security with tools that make managing strong, unique credentials simple across all devices. That includes desktop, browser, iOS, Android, Apple Watch, and Apple Vision Pro. With features like end-to-end encryption, secure autofill, and enterprise SSO, Bitwarden protects you from phishing attacks and data breaches. Over 55% of people have abandoned logging into accounts because they forgot a password, and 60% say managing passwords is stressful. Bitwarden makes it easy with options like biometric unlock, password sharing, and the ability to manage logins, identities, and payment info across platforms. It even supports passkeys and secure sharing, all with zero-knowledge encryption. Check it out at the link in the show notes or at bitwarden.com. My thanks to Bitwarden for sponsoring 9to5Mac Daily. Running out today, earlier this year, Apple officially announced CarPlay Ultra, the next generation version of CarPlay that it first teased way back at WWDC 2022. CarPlay Ultra started rolling out in May to Aston Martin owners in the United States and Canada, but the situation for other automakers has evolved quite a bit. In December of 2023, Apple said that Porsche and Aston Martin would be the first automakers to support next-gen CarPlay starting in 2024. That deadline, however, came and went, but Apple confirmed in January of this year that next-generation CarPlay had been delayed but was still in development. It then announced several months later that CarPlay Ultra would be rolling out to Aston Martin vehicle owners. Apple doesn't offer a specific timeline on when CarPlay Ultra will actually be available through any other brand beyond Aston Martin. The company also does not have a dedicated list of automakers that have signed on to support the platform on its website. When Apple announced the next generation version of CarPlay at WWDC 22, it stated that a handful of brands had committed to supporting the platform. Then, in May of this year, Apple touted that three new partners had signed on: Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis. But on the flip side, several other brands have dropped their plans to support CarPlay Ultra. Mercedes-Benz was originally touted as an Apple partner, but it abandoned its plans last year. Audi, Polestar, Volvo, and Renault have also opted out of supporting CarPlay Ultra, despite being originally touted as partners by Apple. So, with all of that said, the full list of automakers who currently plan to support CarPlay Ultra at some point in the undetermined future include Acura, Ford, Genesis, Honda, Hyundai, Infiniti, Jaguar, Kia, Land Rover, Lincoln, Nissan, and Porsche. The question at this point is whether any of those car makers have also ditched CarPlay Ultra. Ideally, Apple will provide a full list sooner rather than later, but in the meantime, this is the only information we have. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.